agenda. Ashifa will take us through the report, ne? This one. Committee media. Okay, you may proceed, Kashifa.
Thank you, members. This is just a 5-minute quick update. What you have in front of you is the media progress report. So what we've done is we've taken the committee program.
We all have copies of the presentation.
Yes, we've taken the committee program, looked at all the meetings we had, and then said whether we've had the meeting, what was the, and then what was the outcome, and if you hadn't had the meeting, why was that? So all in all, we've met, we've held most of our meetings. We were unable to hold the meeting is in relation to our theme, which is around child survival and maternal health. We were supposed to call in Department of Health, the MRC, which we hope to do in this term. And the reason why we postponed those meetings was because we had the department come back to us 3 or 4 times, the NYDA came back to us twice, the CGE came back to us thrice. So this term, there's definitely a focus, wanting to focus on our theme, which is around child survival and maternal health. So if we turn then to page 4 of the document, just again an indication, we've had 5 management meetings, and then we've summarized some of the key issues which emerge in relation to all the briefings we had. So with the department, it was mainly around the strategic plan and the budget, and there the concern was that the content of the strategic plan, members had felt that needed to change, that there was either repetition or members weren't happy with what was presented. And in terms of the budget, that the budget needed to speak to the program. So that's why the committee, the department kept coming back. In terms of what we requested, we wanted the department to come back and say, well, this is how we've realigned the program, taking into consideration what members have said, and this is where how we will spend our budget. The second thing was also around the country reports. So one, what we would add in here is the CEDAW report, but also that a report for the Convention on the Rights of the Child, that's 12 years late, that hasn't yet been presented to the country. The first disability report is due also this year, that hasn't yet been presented to the committee. And just on a note of technicality, the previous member had asked, when does it come to the committee, the country report? If a report is adopted by cabinet and it comes to the committee, there's very little the committee can do because it means the president has signed it off, which means when that department finishes the report, it first has to come here, you give input critique, and then they amend, and then it goes to cabinet. Because I think many of the challenges we face so far is all of the reports have gone to cabinet and it's been signed off and endorsed. So they're just coming as an exercise to say that we're sharing information with you. There's very little you can do to give input to the report. Again, with the CGE, as we know, the key challenges was around the turnaround strategy. The acting chairperson said he'll have the report to the committee by the end of this week. That wasn't our agreement. They, the CGE, had indicated they would give the committee a monthly report. They haven't delivered one monthly report. So the fact that we requested the information, they should have presented today. It's not we will email you a week from now. It should have been done already. And then what it is that they needed to talk to the committee about is an update on their vacancies, issues around the legal matters, concern about the previous chairpersons and the court cases, reports of the independent audit, the findings there, and then just generally around the turnaround strategy. Because the turnaround strategy, they started to present that to the committee, but they never ever finished it. In terms of the NYDA, that was our last meeting. Again, the committee indicated that with the strategic plan and the budget, there was concerns about what kind of programs are they running, is it a repetition, and if there is a repetition, why is that? So the committee wanted more detail. Where are your projects? Who's running it? Tell us about your loans, how many people are benefiting, what type of projects. So the NYDA needed to come back about the projects, the recouping of funds, the NYC annual report, because by now the Auditor General would have finished that. And then, again, issues of their vacancies and how far they are in setting up their provincial offices. In terms of training, we've had no training this committee since, as a committee as a whole, since the beginning of the year. Then in terms of oversight, we haven't gone on oversight per se as a committee, but the New York trip was, members of the committee was formed part of the parliamentary delegation. So it wasn't the committee per se, but Parliament's delegation attending the 54th session. I think just in terms of the committee program, Nelisa has, we put together a draft program, take into consideration all the things that we have to do, that we have to follow up on. And in terms of oversight, I know she's applied for permission to go on oversight next Wednesday to the Mitchell Plain Courts. And that was a follow-up based on the Western Cape Network on Violence Against Women, who presented to us last year, just around the public hearings, around the challenges faced. So the idea of the oversight visit is kind of the follow-up to the Domestic Violence Act public hearings and the report. We will look at, and it will be coordinated between the Women's Legal Services Centre and the Western Cape Network on Violence, as well as REACH, which is a rural organisation giving support to women facing domestic violence within rural communities, to look at issues faced with accessing the judicial service, victim empowerment program, and so forth. So that, in a nutshell, is what the committee has done and what are outstanding matters. Thank you.
I think, Kashifa, we have to try and find a way of catching up on maybe just two or three oversight visits, because it's actually our constitutional mandate. Otherwise, it looks like we are going to be in trouble a bit. Okay, we'll have that one to Mitchell's Plain, but let's try and push maybe for two more, if possible.
Chairperson, are we looking at this term or next term? Because the other thing was also looking at in terms of times. I think when we worked it out, we would probably have all in all 5 or 6 times the committee would meet for this term. So 5 or 6 Wednesdays. So if we take next Wednesday out, that's one oversight trip, and then there would be 4 or 5 Wednesdays left for the committee to meet. So just to formally sort of look at time, is it this term to do another oversight visit or next term?
Members, can you throw in some ideas? Do we have to use Wednesdays?
For the oversight, I know when we looked at planning the KZN trip, for example, we were going to do it over 3 days, and we were looking at either Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Then it's not an issue. But I think it's important that we have an indication from members when it's going to be best, because just the logistics of getting the permission, getting the flights, organizing from the on the opposite end, we go visit and the sites and so on.
Sorry. Chairperson, that visit of KwaZulu-Natal, I think it will be very important because it's long overdue. No of us to go the 3 days. And then two, where I'd like you to come to is also to the Port Elizabeth, the Eastern Cape. Even if it's just for one, you know, do rural, some places in the rural areas. Because if we do have our problems like Ukutawala and all that. But I think what is interesting is to see that one-stop justice center, you know, that that we have in Port Elizabeth. Because it's not a tutu sale, it's something different. Where you have the court, you have social workers, you have the probation officers, There's two courts. You have the holding cells, everything in one, that the person can see how it works. Because I think they are going to put such a center in Free State, in Bloemfontein. Because I think it will be interesting just to see that concept, that we can push that concept for right through South Africa. Because it's where they expunge, I think you call it expunge, the youth from crimes they have committed. And I think it will be interesting to see that concept, because I think it was the first in the world. We were actually congratulated in South Africa. Look at that achievement, and then we can look at other things too within the rural areas by speaking to our counterparts in the Eastern Cape to find out, you know, where we have challenges and look at those challenges, etc. But also see the center. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to suggest that it is hard for us to get away for 3 days at a time. And, you know, I'd be happy for us to do it when we can fit it in. But couldn't we just do a shorter trip, for example? I mean, flying to Port Elizabeth, one can do in a day. And that links up, what has been described there, links up with that visit that we had when we were in New York. You remember that new crime situation where they involved the entire community? And I thought that was fascinating. And if we could link that with something that we did here and go and see how else it could be dealt with, because the youth are very important. We've got to deal with them in all aspects. But you may not like the suggestion. I'm going to make it anyway. With Mr. Khalani in the Finance Committee, we used to travel over weekends. And, you know, we'd leave on a Thursday, Friday, and come back on Monday or Sunday. So I'm used to working all the time. But if you don't want it, that's fine. But that's the only way we can do it without, you know, giving up our days in Parliament.
Thank you, Chairperson. I don't know, I'm disturbed by what the Member Robinson is saying about not, you know, being, I think it's not possible for them to
please address the chair.
Oh, to leave for more than one day. But I was going to say that if we are looking at Wednesdays being a portfolio committee meeting, I thought that we could meet in the morning and leave in the afternoon to one of, you know, the oversight places. I've not actually identified, but I'm saying that we could possibly do that. Have a portfolio committee in the morning and then leave in the afternoon.
Also, what I want to say, some of the oversights arise out of cries and complaints from particular sectors. It doesn't just come about. Like, I've been bombarded by this KZN people for a long time. I don't actually have an answer to them now. It's a pity that when we wanted to go, we were turned down until I had to go to the House Chair. Then he finally agreed. Honorable Duncan.
Thank you, Chair. I also wanted to recommend that that we use the whole Wednesday as such. Maybe what I would like to know is the draft report, are we going to adopt it as it is, or are we going to further discuss the other dates? The draft report, because there are more dates to the report. Like the visit to the Western
program.
Province, Chairperson?
The draft program.
Yes, yeah, the draft program. Because on the program, on the 28th of July, there's this oversight to the Western Cape Province, and then the 4th of August is a briefing by the department, and then it includes Women's Day, the 11th of August. I just want to know whether we're going to adopt the draft report.
Are we adopting it?
Chairperson, I'm just thinking now,
there are particular things we have to do, just so that we cover all our bases. So in terms of the, can I suggest that maybe members look at the program, and if there's comments, come next Wednesday, we look at what those inputs are. But secondly, if I take into consideration what members have said now, there are two things. KZN, the KZN trip was a follow-up to our domestic violence issues. So we were going to visit the centre, we were going to get Childline involved, we were actually going to get somebody to talk to us about the Domestic Violence Act and Children's Act. So it wasn't just going to be oversight, but it was going to be a combination of information and also looking at places. So that's KZN. Eastern Cape, if the Justice Centre is one issue, and we attach it to concerns around the rural areas, something which has kept coming in the media reports has been deaths of young boys at circumcision schools. That links directly to our theme. You know, it's a preventable death. And if 3 days is too long, we can check with Nalisa whether 2 days can be done. And for example, I'm thinking off the top of my head, if we look at 1 day around the Justice Centre and concerns there, the second day can be Department of Health and what are they doing to respond to issues around deaths of children and babies. So besides visiting a centre, you can also have oversight in which Department of Health can brief the committee to say, this is what we're doing. So if that is bringing up the oversight to more of what we need to do, then there are three so far. Western Cape next Wednesday, the Eastern Cape 2 days, one of it is around the Justice Centre, and the second one can be concerned within the rural areas of the Eastern Cape, and then the third one around KZN. But KZN would probably have to be 3 days if we look at getting members travelling from different places there, and also in terms of time and travel, or maybe 2.5 days. But can I then just look then, so for the comments for the program, if that is done by next Wednesday, can we give Lisa a bit of assistance? Are we asking that we look at Eastern Cape this term, or KZN this term, or Eastern Cape and KZN this term? Because again, practically, it will cut into your time as to who you want to come here to report on particular issues.
I think, Chairperson, when we look at the Justice System Centre, there is a Victim Empowerment Centre for women in Utnek too. You know, because Utnek is about half an hour drive from Port Elizabeth. And then it's very important, like, to meet the health department, like she's saying, on the death of babies. Because look at children, that's our issues too. But the only problem we are going to have, because we're going to look at circumcision, but we will not be allowed to go to the circumcision schools. Because I remember Gauteng did the visit. And then what we did with Gauteng, the women, we took them to these centers. And then the men went to the school. But we can sit with the health. Because I know the Minister of Health said, let us stop these circumcisions at this moment until we come to some kind of solution. And I think it will be important for us to speak to the Health Department and the Committee on Health as this committee to find out what are you doing about these things. And even when it comes to the babies, what are you doing about these things? And then when it comes to the Victim Empowerment Centre, that is with social development. And then this centre used to be with social development, but it is with health. And then just not with health, with justice. And you know what is so important? This was the first centre built within the world. It was a pilot centre. And they received an award for it. And then the social worker that was the project manager, she went overseas. And then once she was overseas, then the countries asked her, will you show us how do this work that we can build these centers to? So I think that was like a plus for South Africa. Thank you.
So, perhaps how do we want it? Do we, like Kashifa has put it, do we want to do part, this part of the oversight this term? And then, all I'm concerned is that at least by the end of the year we should have done something around oversight.
Thank you, Chair. I think that we must divide it, have the one this year, and then in our first term next year, have it in. And I think what we, it's just my thinking, is that we first take the Eastern Cape, and then we take KwaZulu-Natal in the first quarter of 2011. Especially because we must also remember, Chairperson, next year is election year. So maybe there will be a bit more free time, which I want to imagine is going to happen, because it's a serious election. That we actually do that in the first quarter, because after the first quarter we might go into the third quarter again, miss out on the second quarter a bit. So that is my suggestion, that we divide it.
Honourable D and Honourable Duncan.
Thank you, Chair. You know, Chair, I think after the public hearing, there were a lot of things that really we have to oversight. And now I was of the view that we do both this term, because we still have to go out and, for instance, you know, there was also this complaint about how rape cannot be reported because police station, they don't have facilities, and some were claiming that they do have. So I think that one also, we need to visit police stations, you know, to see as to how many police stations have established that. And then you remember even the justice system, when they came to our committee, when we wanted to hear about, you know, the child, what was it about the child there? Then they were telling us about the lack of space, you know. So I think we really have a lot to do, you know, emanating from that public hearings on women abuse. So I think if it's possible, let's do both.
To say that, you know, we spent some resources and time on that hearing, and we invited people. I think there was a reason why we did that. So I would support what Honorable Dorothy is saying, that let's make some sort of follow-up out of that hearing, please. Honorable Robinson, and then Honorable Hope.
Thank you.
Let's move to rounding off, please.
All right, fine. I was just going to suggest that we do one this term, and then another one in the fourth term. We've still got a bit of time in the fourth term, early December or November, before we close. And then, because I think that possibly Parliament will close early if there's anything that I, you know, from previous terms. So there may not be time in January, February, but I may be mistaken. But I also want to suggest that, you know, we can do a lot of oversight locally in Cape Town. For example, the area that I know very well is Atlantis. The abuse, the rape of children, boys and girls, whatever, and the domestic violence issues are very bad there. So that is something that we could include in a day trip without having to travel far away. So that is also a way of increasing the number of visits, but just doing it within the local area. And then I would suggest that we do, say, Eastern Cape and something else in early October, November.
Chairperson, I'm not going to speak on this, but I feel, seeing that we had the domestic violence, you know, the hearings, you know, I got this idea. Can't we do something, perhaps one big thing this year and one big thing next year again, where we have this concept, adopt a court, but then it works through the speakership and the committee, where we bring up the proposal that every parliamentarian have to adopt a court within their constituency. And then we look at all these things, you know, that we went through when it came to the domestic violence
act itself the year ends. And then a report back is given to Parliament, you know, to the Speaker. A report back is written, given to the Speaker, and in that way we get it too. And the other one was adopt, and the other one that we can do is adopt a police station to see whether these things are done. But I'll give more thought to it, you know, the way it could be done. I'll come with a proposal on it. Thank you.
In fact, we can take it further because we also deal with children. We can adopt a school as well. We can adopt a crèche and so forth. Yeah, so just include, you know, each one of us. I'm sure we could. We have these facilities around our areas. So, Kashifa, just see how best you can structure our visit. And then you give me a shout and we can discuss that perhaps at management level and see what works for us.
Thank you, Chief. Just one last thing. Nelisa had requested that with the DVA report that she emailed everybody again, if that is all fine with members given the changes, can that be published? Because once that is published in the ATC, there can be a request for a debate in the House on the report, and that can coincide with August and Women's Month. So we actually debate the issues, the outcomes, and the recommendations made out of the hearings on the implementation of the DVA.
So you get an opportunity to go through the report of the DVA? Are we in agreement that it's a true reflection of our discussions?
Chairperson, I'd like to speak to it because we received the report, we went through the report, and it is a true reflection. But the only thing I missed on the report, because it had findings and recommendations, general, and I don't see those general findings. Right. I don't see this final, I don't see the final general findings and recommendations. The only thing that we received was to all members these notes. The following are additional recommendations made by the committee when adopting the report. So I'm not sure whether we can call the report finalized. If there's general findings. Our general findings and recommendations.
Did you get that, Kashifa?
Just to clarify, what Nelisa had done is to say that one pager is over and above the big report that you got. So when we went to the big report, those were the additional things that we've now included in the report. So she's just pulled out what are the things that we had discussed that was now going to be included. So it's not only that, Honourable Malchus. It's that one pager plus the entire big report.
You get that, Malchus?
Look here, this was read, but I was under impression with the previous report. Look here, we had it more or less like this, where we had after each input, finding and recommendations. But then it came to those general, because I remember in the general, there was an interesting one that Honourable Patty spoke to. And it's here, the very first, the absence of the costing of the DVA resulting poor implementation of the Act and clear time frame should be established. But I think what we wanted was you know, where each department give us the costing of, you know, how are they going to implement this Act. That was like general findings.
So are you saying you wanted that to appear in the report of the responses from each department? Is that what you're saying?
I can't remember the way we put it, but if we look at the previous report, we wanted like the finding was perhaps the absence of costing of domestic violence resulted in poor implementation of the Act, etc. Then our recommendation should be that each department should give us a clear indication of the cost when it comes to their side, like the police health, etc. Then there was another one. I remember the chairperson spoke a lot about that the Domestic Violence Act should be criminalized. You know, it should be because it should be a crime when anyone, the thing, you know, when domestic violence takes place. Because, for example, if a woman is beaten up, then they take a portion assault. She has been assaulted, and the person is charged with assault. But and I remember you still said you would like to have the whole act criminalized, and that was also one of the general recommendations. That's what I'm speaking to. I don't know how this is going to be explained.
Honorable Patchy, Honorable Rob. Thank you, Chairperson. I do want to support Member Hope with what she is saying, because what I wanted to contribute is partly that. Now, I haven't gone through the report. I will see that I somehow get it and go through it tonight and maybe tomorrow morning so that I can inform Neliswa. But what I want to add is it is not only the departments to respond on the DVA, on how they actually budget for violence against women. It is also about the other departments not responding to the other requests I made to give us a breakdown on how much money is actually budgeted for in the Department of Education, Health, Department of Justice, Department of Education. None of those departments has so far come up with reports on breaking down their budgets for us so that we know how much they budget actually for women, for children, for youth, for persons with disability with regard to various. That has been taken up various times. I don't know if it's our secretariat that needs to take it up and send them reminders or who needs to deal with that. Thank you, Chair, but I quite agree with Member.
Chair, my proposal is slightly different. While I agree that these statistics are extremely important, I think that that could be linked up with gender budgeting. But if we can get our report out, for example, if we can pass that right at the beginning on Wednesday, or if we just give input so that we can get it into the AATC, and have it so that we can have this before I have our debate on the 9th of August. It's going to be tight, but I reckon we should, because then it will almost be like we have achieved something, we have arrived, we've come somewhere, because the accusations are constantly there from other departments and portfolio committees that we're doing nothing. Now, I think this committee is working hard. I agree, you know, the department or the ministry is perhaps not is still finding its feet. But if we could get that part of the report out, have a debate, let everybody see we've achieved something, we've done something, then those can also be the challenges that we're going to pose in our speeches. Do we say, right, other departments, what have you done? You haven't responded to us. Give us this now, and that'll give it an extra oomph.
I would agree, because it's not also a matter of domestic violence. It's also a matter of gender budgeting as a whole.
Yes.
So I think maybe let us take that route, Kashifa.
Can I just then suggest for our management meeting, the suggestion that we have on Tuesday, that there, we, with the management present, we just note all of these things and make double sure that it's all in the report. If that is fine, then on Tuesday after management, Nelisa can have it published, sent off for ATC. Would that be in order? Because then we'll, between now and Friday when Elise was back, we'll make sure that all of these things, I put my head in a block, I'm convinced we have covered all of those things, but we'll double check. And then Tuesday, management meeting, it endorses. If that's okay, it goes for ATC, then she can request for debate in the House on the 9th of August.
Then still send us copies.
So we'll have to have it either just before or just after, but preferably before. Preferably before, so we can heighten the awareness and get the publicity and so on.
Okay. I think we've got it now. So it would seem that Kashifa, let us not then adopt the program now.
On Tuesday, we'll come to management with a proposal of the oversights. And if management is fine with it, the program will be adjusted, and Wednesday can go for adoption.
I wanted to say that can we try as members? We had I had organized a very big meeting for the minister on Thursday, last week Thursday. A big, huge meeting of widows. So at that meeting, we agreed that it would be nice if each one of us find a way of organizing widows wherever we are. Because currently they have them provincially, and they want to launch themselves nationally. So they cannot do that if all provinces are not represented. So can you people find a way of coordinating that in your own time, in your own constituencies? Can
it sounds like a good idea, but I'm afraid I'm not up to speed with what you've achieved. I know widows don't always get their rights, but perhaps you could just give us some background of what happened there so that we can build on that and then tailor-make it.
Widows, I'll be very brief. Apparently widows are experiencing a lot of problems, especially with regards to tax. You know, some of them, their husbands were government workers. So they receive pensions every month for those people. But these pensions have become such burden on them because they are taxed. You know, like how we get taxed when we receive our travel claims and all that. To such an extent that the majority of them actually want to forfeit the pension, rather not take it than to pay so much tax. So then it would seem that monthly, yeah. What I wanted to say, to such an extent that the majority of them, their houses are being attached, their cars are being attached. So what we want to do, we want to see whether or not government can put widows on its agenda. Basically it's that. Because currently, yes, I saw this nice document from CGE, but as government, nothing is being said about widows. I don't know whether you're understanding me.
Could I perhaps make a proposal? Can't we have a hearing on this? You know, like we did with the Domestic Violence Act. Because I think it would be very interesting to bring this to the attention of government. Then I think with seeing that you said you want oversight visits, then this could be another, you know, another program that we can do. And I think you can put it in soon, where we look at hearings on widows. Because the thing is this, there are many problems that come up, whether it's men or women. For example, if you are a teacher and your husband is a teacher, then both of you receive that pension, and that's where it's also taxed. But if your wife is a teacher and the husband is an ordinary worker, then the husband does not get the government tax, pension, because the pension that the wife is getting is too much. And, you know, and that is what we call, I think social development is looking at it, but let us be proactive. Looking at the universal pension, where both receive pensions.
you know, from government, but it's taken a bit long. So I propose a hearing, a public hearing. I think it will have a better impact than forming a provincial body on this, a provincial body on this, a provincial body, you know, everywhere, and you form a national body. Let us rather have hearings and take it to government's attention.
Another idea would be to move, I mean, you notice that orphans are exempted from paying school fees at schools and children that cannot afford. But I'm saying orphans and children that cannot afford to pay school fees are exempted according to government policy. So we are trying to look at whether or not government can move towards something of that sort, of exempting widows in some way or the other.
Yes, women.
Women widows.
Then when we held that, men had a large outcry that what about them, they've also...
What Mahas is saying, I was just asking her whether she's referring to national, because if it's national, it won't reach everybody. Mm-hmm. But she is saying provincial hearings.
We could do provincial hearings.
Look, you can, because look at provincial level, you do get committees like this.
You know, perhaps what we could do is work with the legislatures.
Yes,
I think it's the only way we could, because we wouldn't be able to afford it also.
Then it culminates where we call in the legislatures to come and give their report to Parliament. Then at the same time, they debate it in the legislature and we debate it at national level to give it an impact. Because I think, you know, this committee is a very important committee when it comes to our women, children, persons with disabilities, and our youth. And, you know, and things that we do have to make an impact. Although something big, Nick.
Yeah, but I was just throwing this. We can think about it. When we come back some other time, we can discuss it further. Let's not... Yeah, I think we did cover time. It's almost quarter to five. On that note, can we then adjourn the meeting? Thank you.